Square for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Deputy Premier John Barilaro could lose his driver's licence after being caught speeding behind the wheel of a ministerial car shortly before he went on mental health leave. Mr Barilaro has yet to pay the fine, which has been sent to the Department of Premier and Cabinet, and so his licence is not yet suspended. But the Daily Telegraph can reveal Mr Barilaro will lose his licence after he clocked up multiple points for speeding and using his mobile phone behind the wheel. Two of the offences occurred in the week before Mr Barilaro went on stress leave for a month, citing mental health issues. It's taken less than a day for a team of New South Wales contact tracers to find the likely source of all but one of the eight new COVID cases officially reported yesterday. One cluster of five people is believed to be linked to a health worker at Liverpool Hospital who was infectious despite not having any symptoms. Another two people working at a private medical facility in Liverpool have tested positive, along with a household contact. The cases have caused a political row between Queensland and New South Wales over the border reopening after a 48-hour deadline was announced by Queensland's Deputy Premier for contact tracers to find the source of the virus to prevent the 28-day border countdown clock from restarting. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
In the NRL, West's Tigers are in the running to nab Rabbitohs' young gun Joseph Suaalii, despite rumours circulating yesterday that he was close to signing with the Roosters. South's officials have been told Suaalii doesn't want to play at the club next season, despite a four-year contract offer worth $1.9 million. Well-placed sources have told the Daily Telegraph that West's Tigers coach Michael Maguire has a huge opinion of Suaalii, originally helping the youngster out when both were at South's. The Tigers have the money to lodge an attractive offer, and Suaalii could play fullback, which isn't possible at the Roosters. Meanwhile, the Roosters are still favoured to down the Raiders at the SCG in tonight's semi-final, but for the first time in a long time, their hold on the premiership appears shaky. After going down by 1 point to Penrith last week, self-belief and motivation are needed if they're to become the first team in 37 years to win three straight premierships. But to win it all again, they need to take out tonight's sudden death clash with Canberra, then arch-rivals Melbourne, before facing either Penrith, Parramatta or Souths in the grand final. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.